I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
It is Brewers Mania on the 5 o'clock hour here on WTMJ. We head back out to American Family Field, where our X Factor, maybe tonight, is WTMJ's Dominic Catronio back in the saddle after a brief respite in LA and Philly. Now, Dom, there's a little bit of lore behind the music we just heard. Please explain.
It was my walk-up song in high school baseball because I'm all bit of 5'7", and that's, you know, kind of a perfect song for a guy that's short.
Well, you bring the fire every single night on Brewers warm-up and Brewers extra innings. We'll hear them tonight from American Family Field. All right, Dom, we had Lane in the 4 o'clock hour. Batting practice was ongoing, and he made mention of just how much media is there for this series. Now, there's a lot of attention. You got one of the biggest payrolls in the sport bringing the big names with them, and that also means media. Paint the picture for us. What is the busy level on field level at AmFam right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, now that the Brewers are off the field and we saw the media contingents all do their hits here in the 5 o'clock hour, you know, local news, that sort of thing, they've started to slowly trickle off on the first base side. But now over on the third base side, you got to remember three of the biggest Japanese stars in, you know, this side of the ocean are on the Dodgers, in Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Roki Sasaki. So there are about 15 different cameras out and just documenting every single move of the Dodgers. That's just of the Japanese media contingent. Then you've got the other standard cameras and long lenses and everything like that. There's easily 45 people from the end of the dugout on the third base side to home plate all on the warning track right now.
Now, all three of us on the show here have all had to deal with jostling for position.
Yes.
When you're on assignment somewhere.
You got to sharpen those elbows.
Have to imagine, it's pretty nuts.
See, that's where coming in, being short, comes in handy, where you just kind of sleep through the cracks and it's no big deal. But yes, you know, you find your audiences, you find your chances to get one-on-ones, and there's a little art to that, as you all know. But the vibe is, the baseball universe wants to keep an eye on this series because the best team that money can buy is on the other side, and then, you know, the not-so-average Joes is on the Brewers' side.
So to that end, Dom, we're talking with Dominic Catronio at American Family Field. You rattled off some of those highlights from Japan on this Dodgers roster. You also have a former Cy Young Award winner in the starter tonight in Blake Snell, who is a major component of these first four out of the gate for starting pitching for L.A. On the flip side, we're going opener again tonight, and Aaron Ashby had, at times, a rough NLDS against the Cubs, especially early. How significant is just get out of the first inning against the big bats for the Brewers pitching and work your way through manager Pat Murphy's plan for tonight?
You know, what's amazing is that the Brewers scored first in only half of, or rather two of those games, but yet they scored in the first inning in four out of five. So think about that for a second. That's kind of an oxymoron, if you will. But the Brewers are, you know, pretty used to being able to survive the first inning, even when the opponent scores first. And even when I look back, July 8th, you may recall, when Jacob Mizrowski was named to be an All-Star, he had 12 strikeouts against these Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani led off that game with a solo homer. So the way I see it is that the Brewers are trying to neutralize Shohei as much as they can. He really struggled in the DS against lefties. He went 1-for-16 overall in that series. The one hit was against the lefty. It was in game two against the Phillies. But there's this little pocket on the inside corner that the Brewers feel like they can exploit against him, because he is the guy that takes all the gravity. He's the black hole, if you will, of this lineup. Because, yes, there's a bunch of stars all up and down this order, but you always know how far away Shohei Ohtani is.
Speaking of that roster, Dom, only two moves for the NLCS roster for the crew. Tobias Myers, the pitcher, added in relief to that roster, and Nick Mears is removed. I think a lot of people were maybe surprised either A, that that was the move, or B, that that's all that it was. Does it surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't surprise me for a couple of reasons. For one, in a seven-game series, you're going to need length. You're going to need the ability to go multiple innings at some point. Tobias Myers has that ability. Number two, Nick Mears has been battling a back for the last couple of weeks, and this is, you know, they won't publicly say it's health-related, but you want to have a guy that's 100% and ready to go, and quite frankly, you know, for Nick Mears to be the closer for the starter, that would have been his role. The Brewers understand that they're going to be creative in the rest of this series. He wasn't going to be an opener at any point because of all the lefties at the top of this order. So they felt that if Tobias comes into the game, that gives him a chance to get length. And also, who's quietly had a really good second half since developing this splitter. So they stick with 14 position players and 12 pitchers. 14 position players because that enables them the opportunity to pinch hit maybe earlier in the game than maybe some folks may be used to in the regular season.
So, Dom, we've been asking everyone who's been on and the WTMJ fans to give the X factor for this series since we're heading into the first game of it. We've gotten a lot of different responses. How do you see it?
You know, I see it as, on a position player front, it's got to be Christian Yelich, because I know that sounds like, oh, wow, shocker, he chose the best player. Well, the reason why I said it is because he doesn't have a postseason RBI since the NLCS in 2018, since he hit that leadoff homer in Game 7. So think about that for a second. The Brewers have done all of this with really not a lot of timely production from Christian Yelich, which is pretty impressive to think that they've made it this far. And on a pitching front, the guy that I'm keeping an eye on is Chad Patrick. Is he going to get a start? Is he going to get 3, 4, 5 innings at some point in this series? Because my goodness, what a performance he did in the DS to make sure that the Brewers could get this far.
All right, I have one random question.
Go for it.
All right. This was your walk-up song. At what point did you understand that Skilo was singing that he had a wish he had a 6'4 Impala, or were you under the belief that he wanted a 6'4 father?
No, I understood. Look, I think that when you come up in, I grew up in Arizona, and you know, I don't want to say it was like suburbia, but it was pretty suburban, so we all kind of had a chuckle about, like, come on. By the way, my first car that I drove was a minivan, so it was pretty funny that the,
oh,
the 5'7" utility infielder outfielder is walking up to Skilo with a minivan in the parking lot.
That's amazing. I bet you were the person that got to cart everyone around.
Mm-hmm.
Then
swagger wagon, absolutely
swagger wagon.
He is the master of swag, Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Warm Up. You got a show coming up here in a half hour to get us all warmed up for the big one tonight. We'll see you in a bit, Dom.
Yep, can't wait. Thanks, y'all.